European allies continue to voice strong support for a united front against terrorism. President Bush meets today with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair, one of the most vocal backers of an anti-terror campaign led by the U.S. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The traditional image of Britain as a bridge between the U.S. and the rest of Europe has rarely been so apt. Like Margaret Thatcher before him, Tony Blair exhibits no doubt that he has taken Britain down the right path in backing the U.S. and military action. With German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder at his side, he said last night that nations have recognized their own interest in the anti-terror fight.
I think what is clear is that that coalition is strengthening, that there is a gathering understanding right round the world. People of all faiths, parties of all democratic political persuasions, that this is a fight that it is important that we undertake and that we win.
Every day that passes without U.S. military strikes has strengthened the view that President Bush has heeded urgings from allies to exercise caution, lest retaliation create a backlash. In Britain, officials play down the idea that Blair has tried to moderate President Bush, who has told the world to choose sides in a war. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder signaled German support when he reminded the Bundestag that Americans had come to the aid of Germans after World War II and Berliners during the Soviet blockade of their city. But last night he said an anti-terror effort must go far beyond a military assault.
Dieses Programm ist eines, das wir im nationalen, aber eben auch und gerade im europäischen.
We really need to go in and dry up the swamp of terrorism that obviously is in existence there. And we have to push these measures and this decisive agenda, nationally speaking, obviously, but also on an international level.
The next opportunity for that is Friday in Brussels. EU leaders hold emergency talks to coordinate their action and reaffirm support for the U.S. in a summit partly aimed at gaining greater input into Washington's strategic plans. The temporary calm in the Middle East has helped push European partners closer to Washington. The Bush administration's failure to intervene more forcefully to halt the violence has been a source of dismay in Europe. Through an interpreter, Gerhard Schroeder suggested that any anti-terror campaign required political steps to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
That is why we also very strongly welcome the initiative, the momentum that we now see being sparked in the Middle East again, that there seems to be a new possibility of refueling the peace process, and it has filled us with a certain degree of satisfaction that we have seen that the United States of America have also committed themselves to fueling this process too.
While Europe sounds more in step with Washington's pursuit of terrorists, voices of dissent are still heard. A member of the German parliament said yesterday, one must be free to warn of a spiral of violence without being called anti-American. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.